urges. If a strong urge is a problem, to act in a certain way, maybe to eat, shout, cry, run away, drink alcohol, smoke, shop, have sex, then the process is similar to dealing with emotions. And of course, the two are often present together. When you get the urge, you have the choice whether to act on it or not. The key question to ask yourself is, will acting on this urge help take my life in the way I want it to go? And is it consistent with my values? If it is consistent, then go ahead. If not, then don't. For example, if you're feeling guilty and have an urge to apologise for something you've said or done, then this may be something you decide to act on. If you're feeling anxious and have an urge to drink alcohol, then maybe this won't be consistent if one of your values is to be a mother who wants the best for their baby and to be emotionally responsive. If you haven't formally considered your values in any detail, then go and download the free values resource. So, what do we do when an urge pushes us in a direction against our values? The key thing with urges is that they rise and fall like waves in the sea. Once a wave has reached its peak, it gradually subsides. The same thing happens in your body. The urge starts small, then builds up to a peak. After reaching the peak, it will subside. The skill, therefore, is to surf the urge, to give it space, to live with it until it subsides. Similar to emotions, the first expansion step with your urges is just to observe that you have an urge to do whatever it is. Note where in your body the urge is coming from. Secondly, as before, breathe into it. Make room for the urge. As you take deep breaths, imagine your breath expanding the area where the urge is coming from. So just do this now. And next, watch the urge as it rises, peaks, and then falls. Remember, no matter how high the urge wave gets, you do have room for it. If you give it enough space, it will subside. The final step is to check in with your values and ask yourself, what action can I take now, rather than trying to resist or control my urges, that will enhance my life in the long term? Whatever you come up with, maybe going for a walk, calling someone, making something, playing some music or reading a book, researching something or doing some shopping, whatever is consistent with your values and moves you forward in a positive direction, go ahead and do it. Urge surfing can be helpful, but like any skill, it requires practice and it may take some time to work for you, but give it a go.